Welcome to Total Wealth Academy's GetTotalWealth.com radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money and were able to lead more balanced lives using real estate. Now, your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
And welcome to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show, which will, starting Monday, be called the Total Wealth Academy radio show. We finally got that domain name under control, our control, I mean. So bear with me if I stumble through the name of the show today. If you're not familiar with us, Total Wealth Academy is an educational and mentoring program for real estate investors, people who want to use real estate to build a second stream of income. Our students are buying everything from single family houses, groups of single family houses, to 500 unit apartments, self-storage complexes, RV parks, mobile home parks, anything that produces cash flow. And what they're doing is building a second stream of income that meets and exceeds all their bills so that they can retire. And the interesting thing is that most people, you know, 95% of Americans fail to retire by age 65. It's because they're using a strategy or business model of saving their way to retirement. They think somehow they're going to save up a certain amount of money and live off of that when they retire. Well, the problem with that is no matter how much you save, what are you praying the moment you retire? You're praying you die before you run out of money, and that is not a good way to live. There's no peace in that. Leads to a very poor quality of lifestyle in retirement. Plus, to have just $10,000 a month, $10,000 a month, you have to save up $3 million bucks because we live almost 20 years in retirement. $3 million bucks. And you can, doesn't take long to figure out why saving doesn't work. Very few people have even the ability to save $3 million. What we're doing is building that second stream of income, and you could build, you know, not $3 million, maybe 500 grand. I guess it'd be about 600 grand you would need to generate 10 grand a month. If you got 600 grand invested at a 20% rate of return, that's 10 grand a month for the rest of your life. Whether you live 10 years in retirement, 40 years in retirement, doesn't matter. It also allows you to retire at any age. I've known people in their 20s who had $10,000, $20,000 a month in passive income. They could have retired then. Now, not many people really want to do nothing, but there are a few of you out there who, I don't know anybody that wants to do nothing. Now that I really think about it, I can't name anybody, but I guess I'm sure there's somebody out there that they'd be happy just playing golf and fishing all day. Not me and nobody I know. So you're going to want to do something with your time. So today I want to continue. Yesterday I had Joseph Bramante on the radio show. He is a sponsor at Total Wealth Academy, or syndicator at Total Wealth Academy. He leads the deals. He's the one of the people who finds the deal, negotiates the deal, rehabs the deal, manages the deal. And then the other members of Total Wealth Academy put up their money so that he can do that. They're the passive investors. They do nothing. They put up the money and just get their check every quarter. And then when they refi, they get a check as well. So I want to talk about what that looks like and how it affects your family. And I'm going to use a deal that's going on right now. I'm going to round the numbers. I think I'm going to round them all down. Yeah. Yeah, I'll round them all down. So this is a conservative estimate for what this deal is going to do. The deal is in Texas, in a major city in Texas, and it's about 100 units. And the internal rate of return on this thing is about 40%. It's actually a little bit higher. The question is, what does that look like to you? How does it translate to you? Well, there's another rate of return you need to be aware of. It's the cash on cash rate of return. The cash on cash rate of return is just the cash flow. Just the cash flow. The internal rate of return includes appreciation, in this case, forced appreciation, which I will explain. It includes equity buildup, and it includes the equity capture. In this particular deal, the day that they close this 100-unit apartment, they are picking up $2.5 million worth of equity. In other words, if they're paying $5 million for it, it's worth $7.5 the day they buy it. That's an instant $2.5 million. If you were a 5% owner of that deal, let me make sure I've got this right. I'm doing it with a calculator. Your net worth just went up $125,000. That's just a 5% owner. So the first way that it makes you money that you get a benefit from is the equity capture. You're capturing that equity. Your net worth is going to go up $125,000. The next way, and this is really the most important in my opinion, is the cash flow. The cash flow on this deal, the first year, is projecting about 8%. And that will, of course, go up over time as they rehab it, raise the rents, and so on. So if you had $100,000 in this deal, the first year, you would receive a check for $8,000. When we come back from the break, I'll explain about forced appreciation and how at the end of probably the second year, you're going to get a check for $100,000 and you still have your $100,000 in the deal. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening. Hi, I'm Steve Davis of Total Wealth Academy. Many people think they need hundreds of thousands of dollars to successfully invest in real estate. That's simply not true. If you have $50,000 or more in investable assets, you can begin passive investing today. No worrying with contractors or tenants, and you get all the benefits of real estate investing. To find out more, please attend our free 90-minute sample class, live or online. Visit GetTotalWealth.com and click the free sample class button. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. We're going to take a little break from talking about what we talked about in the first segment, which is what a passive investment looks like, because I want to bring someone on the show, a guest, Patrick Hutton, who is a really interesting guy. He's a teacher, but he's also a UFC fighter. He's done a tremendous amount with his life and also a real estate investor now. He's getting into real estate investing. But he has a really interesting perspective on risk, because if you're not aware of this, every time they step in that ring, they're taking a risk. And so let me just bring him on. Please welcome Patrick Hutton to the show. Patrick, thanks a lot for calling in. How are you today?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
Excellent. Yeah, I really enjoyed having you at the event last night. That was a lot of fun talking to you. But we've been talking a lot about risk the last few days, and I'm trying to get the listeners and my members to really embrace risk, because it's everywhere. Everything is risky. There's nothing of value on this planet that doesn't require risk, from asking out that beautiful girl to buying your first Ferrari to buying your first investment property to passive investing for the first time. You have somehow managed to take a lot of risks in your life successfully, and I just wanted to get your opinion on risk. What do you think about it when you're getting ready to step in that ring, or you're getting ready to buy your next piece of real estate? How do you address risk?
I just live life for today. I don't worry about tomorrow. I mean, I do worry about tomorrow, but you got to live life. You can't take, if you have a bunch of money sitting in the bank, somebody else is going to spend it. As far as, like, I have an old saying that I say all the time is, I'd rather sit in the saddle for 8 seconds than be a spectator my whole life.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd rather be the guy riding the bull for the 8 second ride than be the guy playing it safe in the stands all day. I mean, there's no excitement if you don't take risks. You take a risk every day. You get up and drive to work. There was a terrible wreck that killed 3 different people today. Everything you do is a risk. Flying an airplane is a risk. Why wouldn't you take a risk doing stuff that you love or to benefit your family or your financial well-being?
That's really interesting. I had an incident not long ago where I was sitting with a friend of mine, and he was complaining about his financial position. And I said, well, you're going to have to do something different. Why don't you buy some real estate? Patrick, as he was lighting a cigarette, sitting there 50 pounds overweight, he says, nah, that's too risky. As he's lighting a cigarette.
Yeah.
I'm like,
he's taking risk himself by hurt. He's killing himself by smoking. I mean, that's a risk in itself. How many people die a year from cancer from cigarette smoke?
I know the number, Patrick. It's 300,000. And 300,000 people die of obesity in the United States every year as well. So he's got both of those risks he's taking. It's almost as if unsuccessful people are afraid of the wrong things. They're afraid of investing instead of being afraid of not investing.
Absolutely. Me personally, I would rather go down swinging than not swinging at all. I mean, everything's a gamble. Everything's a risk, like I said. But, I want to try to be the best that I can be for myself and my family. And sometimes you will fail. Life's a lot about failure, but you have to take that chance to better yourself. And if you fail the first time, you might not fail the second time. You might hit a home run. I mean, look at baseball. Those guys get paid millions of dollars and their batting averages are terrible. They're all below 500, but they're hitting 300 or 250. That's good. But those guys get up there and they take cracks at that ball, and those guys get paid millions of dollars to do that. There's risk in everything that you do. There's risk when I train. There's risk when I step in the octagon. But I would rather get in there and say that I am and say, I gave it my all. I didn't win everything. I didn't win them all. I lost some, but at least I know I went in there and I made an attempt. I'm not one of the guys that sit there and say, I'd be doing this, I'd be doing that. No, you wouldn't, because you're not even trying it. Same thing with the real estate. I mean, I'm smart. I try to be careful with my money. And I'm a special education teacher. I can't fight anymore. I came into some money. And a lot of my buddies are in real estate, and a lot of my buddies are really wealthy. And I'm like, well, hell, if they're taking chances, why can't I take these chances? And I took a chance. And I'm getting paid on it, and my money's safe, So, I mean, I get that it's scary for a lot of people because nobody wants to, lose. I'll give you a perfect example. I got this money. My uncle's a millionaire. And I called him, and a buddy of mine was doing hard lending and was talking to me about doing hard lendings and syndications and stuff like that. And I called my uncle first. And the guy that was telling me about the hard lending is like a brother to me. But I called my uncle because he's known me my whole life since I was a baby. And he said, he goes, I'll get a financial advisor, which means I got to pay that person. He goes, I'll be honest, when COVID hit, I lost $250,000. But since then, I've made it all back and then some. And I'm like, Uncle Terry, I said, you're a millionaire. You can afford to lose $250,000. I'm a school teacher. If I lost $250,000, I'd probably be going to jail for murder because I'd be looking for the person that lost me all my money. Yeah, so you can afford to take that risk. That's not a risk I'm willing to take. So I got involved in the real estate. I did my research on it, and I get paid every time. I get paid every month. I ain't getting paid millions of dollars, but I'm getting paid more money than the bank would be paying me. You know, and it's the risk that I take is that it's a benefit for me because I did a hard loan. If they foreclose on that property, then I get my money back. Plus, I own that. I mean, I get that property, which I'll make my money back plus the, whatever I sell on that property. So it's a gain.
Wow.
You know, so I'm intrigued by the real estate stuff. You know, I always knew. And here's the thing is you think a lot of people have to have a lot of money. There's a lot of rich people that have the money to do it. But you think that, oh, man, that takes a lot of money. I can't do that. I can't buy properties. I can't invest because I don't have all that kind of money. It doesn't take as much money as you think, I found out.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I think the more you have, the more you can do.
Yeah, I think the average out-of-pocket right now in a single-family deal is – the low I've seen recently is $6,000, and the average is probably somewhere around $20,000-$25,000. I've seen a couple deals that required $40,000 out of pocket, but there was a reason that deal was cash flowing like crazy, so it was worth it to put up the $40,000. But yeah, it's right around $20,000 to get into a deal, and these syndications, these passive investments, it's $50,000 or more, and yeah. A lot of people don't even realize they could get into a passive investment for $50,000.
Yes, sir, and like I said, I'm learning as I go, and I've seen deals where the syndications, you know, they pay out in about 3 to 5 years is what it usually runs. You'd know better than I would, just going by what I've been learning, and that a lot of times, let's say I put in $100,000 on an apartment complex that's 20 doors, that I put my $100,000 in. Within 5 years, I'll probably make my money back plus like another 75.
Yep.
You know,
it'd actually be a little more than that. Did you say 5 years?
5 years? Guesstimate figures. I mean, but you'd make money every month, you know. And there's two different ways. Like, and if people are worried about getting their money now, I mean, then the hard lending is the way to go because you get a check every month. You get a bigger payoff, you know, when you do the syndications, but you have to wait for your money.
Well, the syndications that are going on, especially after the correction, which I think is within the next year, they produce about an 8% rate of return every year. But then when you do a refi at the end of the second year or third year, you may get 100% rate of return. So if you have $100,000, you get $8,000 the first year, $8,000 the second year, then a check for $100,000 the third year. So you've made 116, really 124, because you got the cash flow too, the third year. You get a check for 124, and you still have the $100,000 in the deal.
Absolutely. I mean, and that's a good route to go. I mean, it's just like you said, if you don't risk anything, you don't gain anything. You know, unless you inherit a bunch of money and you got tons of money, I mean. You're not going to make money if you don't take chances. And that's with anything. When you go to Vegas, when you bet on football games or whatever, you know, play your buddy in basketball, you're never going to gain any more that you got if you don't take a chance.
Yeah.
You're not going to fight for the title if you don't get in there and fight good fighters. If you can't pick all your fighters and fight tomato cans, you got a great record, but you're not fooling people that know.
Yeah. You know, I love your terminology.
They know.
Tomato.
You're fighting chumps, dude. Just why do you deserve a title shot and earn all this money? You're fighting everybody who's 0-7, 0-8. When you're fighting a guy who's 20-0, I mean, you have to take risks. And, you know, you have to take gambles.
Well, have you ever seen that interview with Michael Jordan where they were, you know, just telling Michael how great he was and how incredible he was and why he was the greatest basketball player of all time? And Jordan stopped him. And he goes, do you guys not realize that I missed 9,000 shots?
Yeah, I've seen that. He talks about that, how much he failed.
And he just kept going. He never gave up. And we talked about this last night. It's impossible to beat someone who won't quit. If you think deeply about that, you can't beat someone who won't quit. They just keep going and going, trying and trying until they achieve it.
And yes, sir.
And so many of the listeners are so much smarter than they think they are. They're working hard, but they're not in a vehicle that can take them where they want to go. They're just going to a 9-to-5, and that's it.
Yeah.
So
you know what's funny is I played college football, and two of my college football buddies are perfect examples. One guy is out of Fort Lauderdale, Miami. His name is Gil Placencia. He's probably voted the dumbest guy on the football team, the biggest, strongest, meanest guy on the team. This guy makes $100,000 a month cash flow on properties that he bought.
Wow.
In Miami. He's retired. He's a couple years older than me. He's been retired for 5 years. I think he retired at 40. And he bought one, then he bought two, then he bought three. Now I think he has, I don't know how many he's got, but I know he's got a lot of money. He lives in the same neighborhood as Dan Marino in Weston.
Wow. Well, let me cut you off because we got to go to break. The music's playing. We'll talk more after the break, Patrick. Please hold on. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. If you've got a question for Patrick or myself, give us a call at 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Thanks for listening.
Are you tired of losing money in every down market? Did you know that real estate makes money in both the up and down markets? In fact, we make more money in the down market. Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Yes, we're hoping for a down market, and you should know why. To find out, attend our free 2-hour free sample class. To reserve a seat, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, along with my special guest, Patrick Hutton, who is a real estate investor, teaches special ed, and a former UFC fighter. He's talked about risk. What I'd like to do now, Patrick, is find out what your goals are. What is your dream? What are you trying to achieve with your real estate investing?
You know what? My real estate goals are to just make as, you know, get as much cash flow going, as much money as I can, and you know, and provide a better life for my family and my kids and take care of my kids' future.
Wow, that's excellent. Do you have a number that you've set? Is it 10 grand a month, 20 grand a month? What are you thinking?
Obviously, the more the better, but you know what? I think if you could clear 10 grand a month, that, you know, that's pretty comfortable living. You know, yeah. I'd like to be 50 grand a month, you know, but
I like that.
Anything's better than what I make as a teacher now, but you know, but if you can make 50 a month, you know, that puts you in the 500K range a year, maybe even more than
600.
So I mean, that'd be phenomenal. You know, 50 grand a month would be perfect.
Yeah, I love it. I say you set that goal and head towards it. Because like I was I don't know if you heard the first segment, but they're not in their 20s anymore because this was 10 years ago, but there were some 20-year-olds with 10, 20, 20 grand a month in passive income from their real estate. They were in maybe 25, 27, things like that. And then one guy, he actually bought almost 4,000 apartment units before he was 35. So it can be done. That probably made him 100 or more grand a month as the sponsor of those deals. So have you considered possibly sponsoring maybe a small apartment complex or large apartment complex?
That'd be great. I'm always looking to anything to better. You know, I'm learning as I go. But, you know, I'm not afraid of risk. You know, like I said, the sport that I was involved in is nothing but risk.
Yeah.
You know, I've been in fights and broke my hand early in the fight. I tore my bicep off my bone first 30 seconds in a fight, and I fought another 14 minutes and 30 seconds and won the fight. So
wow.
I know I'm not afraid of risk or danger, you know. I have to be smart about it and have to give people's advice because it's not just me. I got a wife and two little girls that depend on me. I'd be open to doing anything and listening to any possibility. I never turn down any advice or any opportunities. I might turn them down after I learn about them, but I'm always open to listening and getting people's knowledge. And luckily, I know I'm blessed to know a lot of people in real estate that have been successful. So I actually got some tools as far as, like, you know, people that can help me out. So I'm in a good spot if I ever want to get in that, because I got a lot of people's brains I could pick or people that could guide me. I have a lot of Jedi. Let's just say that if this was Star Wars and I'm a Padawan. I have a lot of Jedis in real estate at my exposure if I need to go to get advice. So I would I'd be interested and willing to do anything like that.
Well, I encourage you to keep your mind, keep an open mind to anything, just like you've just described, because anybody that's as disciplined as you are, I think yesterday, if I recall, you had done your, one of your training routines was swim 60 laps, then an hour and a half of Taekwondo, and then an hour and a half of UFC, just that type of discipline. And I know I goofed that up, but that type of discipline translates over to running an apartment complex. I mean, seamlessly. If you've got that type of discipline and you're willing to educate yourself first, I think you would be deadly as a sponsor, and that people would invest with you because you're already doing it. You know, you're not somebody just coming in off the street, I'm gonna buy an apartment. You're actually already an investor, and the more you do, the more credibility you build. What's your favorite book? I'm sorry to just throw that at you out of the blue, but what's your favorite book?
It's going to sound bad, but I hate reading. But I had to, if I had to pick a book, my friend George Foreman's got a great book that's out. And I got another buddy of mine, Matt Hughes, has got a book that's out. I've read those books because they're biographies of my buddies.
Yeah.
Don't really read. I don't even read comic books, even though I like Spider-Man a lot. I'm not a reading kind of guy.
That's interesting.
I read all I had to do when someone could make me do it. But I will read if I have to learn stuff, obviously, because I need it for school and stuff, and I would need it for real estate. But, you know, I know some people that could just sit down and read a book for 5 hours. That ain't me. I would rather be active and running or punching something or lifting something or doing something, but
very tactile.
Kind of biography on somebody would be my kind of book, but those are two books that I have read that I enjoyed.
Was it just called George Foreman biography?
Yeah, it's called By George.
By George, okay.
Yeah, he's got a couple books, but I would say that I was interested in them both because him and Matt Hughes are friends of mine.
Right.
So I had known them, so I wanted to read the books, you know, and so I had interest in them. It had to be something that the last book I read that, other than biographies of friends, was I read a book about Doc Holliday, and it had me real interested because I love the Wild West.
Yeah.
And I like Doc Holliday, and I read that whole book. And I would read a little bit at a time, but I take that back. I do read the Bible.
Okay.
I do read that. But, you know, I don't sit and read. I'll read a couple pages, and that's it, because that's about my reading.
Well, I'm still enthused that you read autobiographies, because I remember one of my mentors that got me into reading, he handed me the autobiography of Ben Franklin. And he goes, listen, this guy lived for 84 years, and he put that 84 years experience in this book. You can read this book in a week and get 84 years experience. That changed me, and then I became a reader. But I got to tell you, Patrick, you know I listen to books more than I read them.
Yeah.
I prefer the audio. I just have it on my cell phone. I get in the car. It automatically starts. I don't even have to push a button. That's cool. So how did you get into real estate? Did you join a real estate investor club, or is this just from friends?
Okay, it's actually a real good buddy of mine. You know Brian Burr.
Brian Burr's a badass.
Yeah, so Brian's been one of my best friends for 20 years. He's like a brother to me. And I'm around a lot of those guys, Curtis Warden and Jason Bible and Jason's partner, Rob. You know, so I'm around Jason, Brian, and Curtis all the time because we're friends.
Right.
And so I hang out with all these millionaires, and I'm the only one that really isn't. You know, I'm a school teacher, and I did pretty good with my fight money and stuff. But, you know, I see what these guys all do, and they all do real estate. You know, Brian made a lot of money in medical sales first, and he started getting into real estate. He started flipping houses, and then he's super smart. He starts reading, and he reads everything, and he learns everything. And I just followed his lead. I know those guys are successful, and they're wealthy because I'm around them all the time. So I want to surround myself with winners. You know, not that I was friends with them before that anyways. I wouldn't be there. I'd still be those guys' friends if they were broke.
Right.
They're good guys, and they're my buddies. But, you know, I'm blessed to be around a lot of successful guys in my circle, you know, that are all winners in life and great at what they do. And so I came into some money, and I asked Brian, help me out. How do I turn this into more? And he kept telling me real estate. And I was one of those guys that thought you had to have a ton of money to buy stuff because, you know, real estate's expensive, you know. So I'm sitting there thinking, well, you know, I mean, you could buy a new house with this money. He's like, nope, don't do that. He goes, put your money to work for you. Put a down payment down and make cash flow. He started explaining stuff to me. And I was kind of skeptical on it because I didn't want to take a chance of losing my money. And my wife was kind of skeptical, too. And my brother-in-law actually is into flipping houses, and he does real estate and all that stuff. And he said, man, if you can do a hard loan, jump on that all day long. He goes, that's something I want to do. Matter of fact, let me talk to your friends because that's stuff I want to learn about. So when we got the green light from family, you know, Brian already had my green light because I've known him, I've known him forever and I trust him with everything. And, but my wife, and she loves Brian, but she felt real secure about when her older brother said yes, because she listens to him on everything, you know, when it comes to stuff like that, and rightfully so, because he's real smart. And so we did it, and we threw some money out and did another one. We did a couple of them, and it's getting checks, you know, and my money's secured by that property, and scary at first, but I'm seeing the returns, and you know, the only issue I have is I need more money to do more.
Yeah. Now that you know how to do it, you just want to do it over and over again.
And what's funny, I was actually at a lunch this summer, so I don't get to hang out with those guys as much as I'd like to because those guys all work for themselves, and so they'll go to lunches and stuff, and I'll get invited to them, but they know I can't go because I'm working. And at the summertime, I try to hang out with them as much as I can just because I want to hang out with my buddies. And I was sitting at a lunch with Brian and Jason and some young kid. And he was talking about he wanted to buy all these properties, blah, 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 blah. And they kind of started talking to him about the syndications and the hard loans and stuff. And I didn't really know it yet. I just said, hey, man, I said, all I know is I can tell you this. I did a couple of them, and I was scared to death to do them. And they weren't lying to me. I get checks every month, and my money's secured. I said, my only problem is I need more money to do more.
Yeah.
You know? And so,
Patrick, that happens to everybody. Even people that come in with 500 grand or $1 million, they reach a point where that's all deployed. And then they start looking for ways to generate more. All right. Well, Patrick, we're about to go to break. I really appreciate you coming on the show and sharing your insight because I've got to get back to what I was discussing in the first segment.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much for calling
in. I hope to help you guys. I really enjoyed it. I like talking to you. I've met you a few times. If I can leave somebody with it, I'd leave you guys with one thing. You can do anything that you want if you have the 5 D's. And I live by this, and I came up with this. This is my saying, the 5 D's. Drive, determination, discipline. Don't tell me I'm going to forget them now. Drive, determination, discipline, and that's three of them. And, don't tell me I'll forget. I'm going to text them because I'm forgetting them.
Yeah, text them to me or fire me an email, and I'll read them off in the next segment. All right, thanks. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll talk more after the break here on the GetTotalWealth.com radio show.
Dream of a better life for you and your family? Do you want more time with the family? Would you like to be less dependent on a job for your income? Would you like to travel more? The solution is simple. Build a second stream of income. We can show you how. We are offering a free 2-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. To reserve a seat, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Remember, starting Monday, the name of the show will be Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. So don't be surprised. It's still the same show. I'm going to open the phone lines now. If you got any questions about passive investing, go ahead and give me a buzz. We're in the final segment, so please call 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's asksteve@totalwealthacademy.com. asksteve@totalwealthacademy.com. So we were talking in the first segment about the four ways that every dollar you put into a syndication makes you money. And the first one that we discussed which is kind of out of order, is the equity capture. Like in this deal that's going down right now, we're paying about $5 million for it, but it's worth $7.5 million. So we picked up $2.5 million the day we closed the deal. Then it's going to produce, the second way it makes you money is cash flow. It's going to produce about $8,000 a year on a $100,000 investment. So $8,000, let's do this over 3 years. I think it's going to refinance faster than that, but let's just assume it's 3 years. So you're going to make $8,000 a year. You'll make a little more the second year, a little more the third year. Let's just say $24,000. But at the end of the third year, you're going to refinance this thing. Why? Because you've increased the NOI, net operating income, dramatically, or actually your sponsor has, the person who runs the deal and manages it. They're going to completely rehab this 100-unit apartment complex. They're going to get rid of all the drugs, the thugs, the prostitutes, and they're going to put great families in there at higher rents. All of this combines to increase your net operating income. The value of a commercial property like this apartment complex is based off of the net operating income. The higher the net operating income, the higher the value of the property. So if this thing makes, and I'll just pull a number out of the sky because I don't know, let's just say it makes $400,000 a year NOI as it sits. At the end of the third year, the NOI may be $800,000 a year. That property went up in value 100%. It's now worth $15 million, not $7.5 million. And then what we do is we go refinance the deal and pull out some of that equity. And I'm going to go low. I'm going to say 100% of your equity. So if you'd have put $100,000 into this deal, you would have received $8,000 a year or more the first 3 years. And then at the end of the third year, you receive a check for $100,000. You've now made $124,000 in your pocket. And you still have your $100,000 in the deal. And it's still going to continue to cash flow $8,000, $9,000, $10,000, maybe even $15,000 a year for the next 3 years. Then you refinance it again. Or maybe you sell it and you get another big check. That's what passive investing looks like for you and your family. And this is why probably 80% of the members at Total Wealth Academy are passive investors. Because you do nothing. You put up your money and get your checks every quarter. This is probably the best deal that I've seen in the last few years. If you travel out 5 years, and let's say that you refinanced it in the third year, got 100% rate of return, and you sell it in the fifth year, you might make, I'm guessing, another 200% rate of return. So by the time everything's said and done throughout the 5 years, you've had 5 years at, let's say, average 10% rate of return. That's 50%. You got 100% rate of return the third year. You're now at 150%. And then you got a 200% rate of return when you sold. You're now at a 350% rate of return. Your $100,000 is now $450,000 in 5 years. And what I want you to think about is, how long did it take you to save up the $100,000 that you used to invest in the deal? Did you save that up in 5 years? No, it was a lot longer than that, wasn't it? Let's say for the average person, it took them 15 years to save up $100,000. They worked for 15 years to come up with $100,000. They turned $100,000 into $450,000 in just 5 years. See the power of passive investing? Let's look at it over a longer time period. A gentleman named Luis put up $100,000 into a Robert Martinez deal about 11 years ago. Now, it took him 25 years of work to save up that $100,000. 10 years later, that $100,000 was worth $1.7 million, and it's estimated that he's making about $120,000 a year in cash flow. Do you see the power of doing something a little risky? I think there's no other word. I think we need to start addressing this word more directly so that people become accustomed to it and don't have this big fear about risk. Everybody's so afraid of risk. Risk is what makes life worth living. It is where the adventure, the romance, the fun comes from. Like Patrick said, if he's not out taking risk, he's bored. But I also liked the wisdom he had when he said, look, when I did my first couple of real estate deals, I was scared to death. I didn't want to lose my money, but he did it anyway. Don't ever think that you're going to reach a point where you're not scared or you don't have some fear. I've been at this for 30 years, and every time I do a deal, I get a little fear in my gut, a little worry, but I do it anyway because the rewards are so high. And that's what I want you to please start or stop being afraid of risk. Embrace risk because that's where all the value in life comes from. Don't expect to not be afraid. You're going to be a little afraid, maybe even a lot afraid, and do it anyway. Because I'll tell you what's even more painful than risk is regret. When you reach 70 and you look back at your life and have to admit you didn't even try because you were scared. But I'm telling you, this is what's going to happen. I guarantee it. At 70, you're going to look back and go, I don't even know what I was scared of. That type of regret, I've witnessed it, is horrible. And it doesn't last a few days. It lasts the rest of your life. You have to live with it. See, what we've chosen, what the members of Total Wealth Academy have chosen, is a thing called discipline. We face our fears. We do what's risky. And we get the rewards that only come from risk and facing your fears. If you never face your fears, if you never take a risk, you will fail. It's guaranteed. So I encourage all of you, go to YouTube, type in risk, and watch some videos about what wealthy people say about risk. There's a fantastic one by Gary Vaynerchuk. There's a fantastic one by Jim Rohn. There's one by Les Brown and dozens of others. Watch them over and over and over again until you get numb to the fear of risk. Because asking that beautiful girl out is risky. But I tell you what, the rewards are worth it. Investing in your first piece of real estate is risky, but the rewards are worth it. All right, I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank my special guest, Patrick Hutton. Thanks, Patrick, for coming on the show. You all have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk again tomorrow.
You've been listening to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit GetTotalWealth.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day.